When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Everyone else was against DeMeco being the head coach in Houston. And I was like the one shining voice in Houston. We need to go back to Josh McCown. Bring back Gary Kubiak. I'm like, no.
If it's just basic chicken, you ain't got no chance.
Jay Norvell. Tom Herman.
You ain't got no chance.
Gary Kubiak.
No chance.
Tom Herman.
No chance. No chance.
Jay Norvell.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
I bet John knows who this is.
Do you know?
Do you know who that is?
Wait.
Drunk.
I didn't want to talk over that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know who that is. That's Sleigh Bells.
Yes.
I went to see them with Danny Vera.
Danny's the one who turned me on to Sleigh Bells.
We saw each other there.
Sleigh Bells is the jam. Wait, you went somewhere with somebody?
You went somewhere with... Well, that's when you went to Austin, right?
Well, I had to correct...
You two were both in line?
No, that's Jose. I had to correct myself. We happened to show up to the same spot, but we did not go there together.
Oh, good thing you corrected yourself that you
would
be
thing.
That you'd be a human.
Today, this sounds like, hey, Mickey, you're so fun.
But all their songs have the same... It's like has a beat like that, yeah. This is a very distinctive sound they have.
Apparently.
Actually, the 2005 to 2010 era had some pretty interesting music.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in terms of...
how about how interesting it is now in the AFC South? What with Jacksonville losing, the Texans, they're not a game back. They're really two games back because Jacksonville has the tiebreaker. So you went from three games to two games. And Trevor Lawrence limped off the field.
Yeah.
And C.J. Beathard had to come in and relieve him.
Yeah, and they lost to Jake Browning, the backup.
Yeah.
And who threw a lot of short passes but completed most of them. Look at this one. This is not – and then you have Trey Hendrickson there, you know, taking a knee next to – which is always a sign that the players know something's not good. But it is Trevor Lawrence looks like he is – whatever he's got, I don't see him back next game.
Yeah, they say Tom Pelissero saying sprained ankle.
Sprained? Walker Little stepped on it, was pass blocking.
Your guy.
And backed into him.
Your
and
guy
stepped
may have cost
ankle.
Them a chance to make the playoffs. Well, come the Colts and here come the Texans.
Do you think that Walker Little did it because he's from Houston and wanted Houston to have a chance to win the division?
I mean, in this day and age, that could be a conspiracy theory that develops.
You don't know. What he's got
I don't
working.
Think so, but you just never know what the conspiracy theories that develop.
Yeah.
But the Bengals beat them last night in overtime. Money
Money Mac, Money McPherson, ended up, Evan McPherson made a 47-yard field goal, and they ended up winning the game 34-31. So what it does is it takes the Jacksonville Jaguars from eight, you know, they were 8-3, looking to go 9-3. But, you know, even with Trevor Lawrence, the Bengals played great. Joe Mixon had a good game. They weren't great defensively. Of course, they also made stupid wide receiver throwback that got intercepted for a pick six. That was
a bad play. Whoever designed that.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of kneeling around, man, when Tank is in the end zone laying down, and both teams are on their knees praying.
Like, oh, what? That's what I was saying. That's when you know something's really bad on the field. They can tell, and they could tell his broken bone and how much he was yelling and in pain.
So D'Amico confirmed it yesterday. First thing that he talked about yesterday was Tank Dell, and he's done for the season. Broken fibula, had surgery. Here's D'Amico talking about the Tank Dell situation.
Yeah, unfortunately for Tank, you know, he'll be out for the rest of the season. He had a successful surgery this morning, so on to a speedy recovery. Our prayers are with Tank. Our thoughts are with him. It's been such an inspiration for our team. Just incredible young man. Happy for the season that he has as a rookie and the impact that he has as a person, as a player for our organization. But we expect to get him back before the next off-season program.
So I listened to so many hosts yesterday throughout, and talking both ways out of them. I've heard guys saying, why run Tank? He's too valuable. Why is Tank punt returning? You can't have him punt returning punts anymore. He's too valuable. And then, well, that's just a football play that happened. No, it's not just a football play that happened. You don't have to have a 160-pound guy inside blocking on a 1-yard run.
It's a football play. It's just a football play that didn't need to happen.
It doesn't have to happen.
Guy.
Yes, for that guy. That guy doesn't have to
do that.
There's
different Tank rules.
Yes. You send him in a motion. You use him as a decoy. He will block his guy. You know what? It might as well be blocking his guy, because if you run a jet sweep with him and fake it or whatever, somebody's going to follow him and ain't going to be able to carry tackle a ball carrier 1 yard on a 1 yard play.
We Bryce Young, just for the sake of, just so you understand what we're talking about here, Tank's about 30 to 35 pounds lighter than Bryce Young, who's tiny.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with here. That's why those guys don't play in the NFL. Tank is an outlier, so treat him like an outlier. Like, I'm okay with having him have some run plays. I'm okay with him. To me, it's getting to the point where you punt return him when you need it, when you need something big.
Yeah.
But I've seen him kind of hobble around after a punt return because he's a guy that's
going to... Well, he got hit in the quad once, and he ran off the field. He continued to play, but he had that quad all week.
Yeah, certain things are going to hurt him a little bit more. But that one would have potentially broken anyone's leg. I mean, it's not just because it's Tank.
No, right.
So I recognize it. And as somebody mentioned before, I don't know who it was, I don't think there's any scientific fact that little bones heal faster.
Yeah.
But you've said that because you heard it from someone else.
Yeah.
Maybe Branham or somebody?
No. I forget who it was.
Just a guy on Twitter?
No, it was on the, I think it might have been BK.
It was Dr. Nick.
Dr. who?
Dr. Nick from The Simpsons.
No, I think it wasn't Dr.
Are
Nick.
Are you sure? He's not the one he told you that little bones heal faster.
It might have been.
I think
it was Brad Kellner, yeah.
It was Brad Kellner from that show. Yeah, that show that's no longer with us.
Well, the
rest
entire crew, except
rest
for Andrew.
Rest in peace.
The lone survivor is Andrew Carlson.
You're right. No. Andrew, he was able
to. It was like Yellow Jackets, but only with...
Hopefully he jumped off that boat in time with us.
I don't know how everything went down. I just know Andrew's the only one's left.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought it was interesting that he was not asked about why Tank was in on that play.
Right.
I don't think he would. I think he would have given you. He wouldn't have said something like, "That's going to be a play for Slow." That's going to be a. I think it's going to be a question for Bobby Slowick on Thursday, but. I expect Slowick to be a little bit defensive about it, to be honest with
you.
Yeah. Because no one wants to be known as the guy that, I mean, it's not his fault that Tank got hurt, but it kind of is his fault. Because in that personnel grouping, you kind of have to protect Tank against himself. That's one, if Bobby had it to do all over again, he ain't having Tank in on that grouping. He'll bring somebody else in. He'll go with an extra tight end. Obviously, if he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't do it. But if you ask him about it, I don't think that's one he's going to admit to, honestly.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6.
Let's take a look at the AFC, right?
Right.
So listen to this, John. Listen to where we are right now. As we approach next week, I'm going to assume that Trevor Lawrence misses next week. I think that's a fair assessment.
Probably.
Okay. So we've got the Jets. Do they have their starting quarterback?
The Jets do not have their starting quarterback.
What about the Pittsburgh?
We don't believe anyway.
Right. What about Pittsburgh?
That'll be a game time decision. Whether or not Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's missed all year.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers. Right. I mean, how about Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh?
He's out.
He's hurt. He's hurt right now. Cleveland Browns, Deshaun.
Hurt.
Cincinnati Bengals, Burrow.
Hurt.
Out for the year. Jacksonville.
Hurt.
Indianapolis.
Hurt. Well, I don't know. I think they're better off right now where they're at.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
he
makes
won
a lot
it.
Of mistakes, though. Minshew makes a lot of bad mistakes. He did just the other day.
Like, okay. And Anthony wouldn't?
Well.
Yeah, I don't. But Anthony has the running element, which is such a big deal. Yeah. We've seen it with Lamar. We've seen it with Jalen Hurts.
But like, either way, he was their starter, and he's gone.
Yeah, he's the starter, and he's gone. And then you get to... And
is Tua really the starter in Miami?
What about and the Raiders?
Yes. Yes, okay. He is.
And the Raiders
he won
are...
The job. He won the job at the beginning of the season?
Yeah. I was thinking about this.
Wait, who are the Raiders? The Raiders.
Aiden O'Connell. He wasn't their initial starter.
Yeah. No, he wasn't.
Jimmy was.
And then Jimmy's hurt, right?
Yeah, no, Jimmy's hurt.
Yeah, so
of course Jimmy's hurt.
Look at all those AFC teams with quarterbacks.
So what are we finding out? It's tough to play quarterback in the NFL as far as avoiding injury. So maybe calling someone injury prone because they have concussions ain't nice, John.
Well,
what are you talking about?
That's just John's move.
What are you talking about? I've never said anything about anybody's concussions.
Okay,
I'm like an advocate. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So no, I'm just wondering if it's okay. So Tua is a real starter in the league. Lamar,
another guy who's been injured quite a bit.
Was Pat Mahomes?
Lamar's been.
Why are you
asking? Was Pat Mahomes their original starter?
No, not in 2017, but since 2017. Since 2018, he's been their starter, yes.
All right, so he's been their starter. That's the three. And guess who's on top in the division, in the
conference?
Oh, you
mean when your starting quarterbacks can last through 12 games, you got a shot to lead
the
division?
Yeah. On top. Yeah.
Imagine that.
But listen, you got Pittsburgh at 7-5, Cleveland at 7-5, Colts are 7-5. And the Texans, who are 7-5, this week Jacksonville plays Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville plays Cleveland.
That was a big win over Denver, by the way.
So would it behoove the Texans more? Is it better for their playoff life if Jacksonville wins or Cleveland?
Jacksonville.
If Jacksonville wins,
yeah, because like you said, you're kind of two back on Jacksonville. So if Jacksonville with Beathard was able, man, this is the battle of terrible, but. But it's two very good defenses. We're going to see an Iowa total, like 28.5. Realistically, we'll probably see like 32.5. But, yeah, I think it's better to try to get Cleveland out of there. I think that's better. Realistically, I think you're shooting for a wild card, and I think you got a really good chance. Pittsburgh can't score. Look how bad they were this week. Look how bad the backups are right now, backup quarterbacks. I mean, honestly, Skills Mills, that guy's 2-0. Whenever he takes a snap this year, I think he's taken two snaps.
Unfortunately,
in two games, and they won both of them. Worst case scenario, he's a really good luck charm, John.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for us, Pittsburgh plays New England this week, which is probably the worst.
Well,
team
why
in
don't
football.
You?
The worst team in football is New England. Yeah.
I mean, they are really
pitiful.
Does anyone have fewer points? 148 points. Nope. And it's actually not that. Well, the Giants have 159, but. Yeah, this is the worst.
Jacksonville to Cleveland. I'm not sure that Jacksonville wins that game with C.J. Beathard. I'm not sure.
I'm not either, but they're at Cleveland, right?
Well, the problem is with Cleveland, Denzel Ward didn't play, and then Myles Garrett couldn't even. He was so bad. Like he played. He tried to go, but he was awful. And he was so hurt that he couldn't even put on his own shirt after the game. like someone had to help him put on a shirt. So he wasn't. He probably shouldn't have played, but he went out there and was ineffective, and he can't even function. So we saw Cleveland's defense against that Rams offense. Now it was Matthew Stafford and Nacua, but they're not the same if Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett can't go.
Well, no. Two of their better players on defense. The best in the secondary, the best up front. So, no, the Texans, you know, provided now they lost. They didn't lose a quarterback, but they lost their quarterback's best friend, and literally and figuratively, in Tank Dell. And that's a big problem. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit from D'Amico Ryans. He's got some more comments on that. And then we'll also, later in the show, get to James Palmer, former Houston sports broadcaster, who is now with NFL Network, has been there for a while. And he was on with Steve Wyche. I don't know if you saw what he said yesterday, but he witnessed an interaction between Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud. And want to let James Palmer, in his words, tell you what he saw. It's pretty... you'll like it.
We could.
You'll like it.
But first, I like being an underdog and winning.
Well, I do too. And Underdog Fantasy wants you to get your special mystery pick. This is the thing with Underdog Fantasy. There's some really, really cool things going on with Underdog Fantasy. But it's a knockout stage in the NBA in-season tournament. And the easiest way to get in the action is Underdog Fantasy in the Pick'em game. It's a fantasy game, but you're going to win real money. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas. It's a Pick'em game where you pick between 2 and 5 players. You select whether they're going to go higher or lower than the stat that they have out there. It could be points, rebounds, and assists combined. It could just be points. It could be 3-pointers made. Go find, of all the games that are out there, go find a player with one individual statistic that you love, either higher or lower. You feel like you have a good handle on that, and pick that one and go higher or lower. And you have to do that with 2 to 5 players, and you are going to win multipliers of whatever your original play is. You pick 2 of them correctly, you win 3-1. You pick, you know, the next one, you pick one more, it goes to 6-1, then 10-1, and finally to 20-1. It's awesome. You can win 20 times your money. It's legal in Texas, as I mentioned. And it's been great for me because it gives me a chance to really enjoy games I wouldn't usually watch. Now I'm watching them with purpose. I'm inside the game as well. Use the promo code Lance when you sign up, and they are going to match your first deposit up to $100. Plus, those new customers are going to get a mystery special pick live in their Pick'em lobby. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance. You must use that for that mystery special pick, and for them to match up to $100 of your first deposit. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Consult with your play. Call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
It's a hard life picking stones and pulling teats, but sure as God's got sandals, it beats fighting dudes with treasure trails.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, in the world of quarterbacks who need a chance, and maybe they do, a lot of times they don't rise to the occasion. Is Jordan Love rising to the occasion now? Is the new big guy? His last 3 games, 322 yards passing against the Chargers, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. At the Lions, Thanksgiving. 268 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. At home against the Chiefs, 267 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. It's 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. I think they're all 3 wins, right? They've won all 3 of them. I mean, Jordan Love is playing pretty well. He's playing pretty well, and it's interesting because he was a guy who was drafted behind Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers wasn't happy about it, didn't exactly help the kid all that much. He had to sit and wait forever. He comes out. He's kind of unimpressive early on, kind of like what Aaron Rodgers was. And then I'm not saying he's going to be Aaron Rodgers, but it's kind of interesting how the trajectory, now that he's finally got his own team and he sat on the bench for 3 years, is starting to come around for him. I mean, actually, I think he looks pretty good in game. So he's an interesting one to keep an eye on. And what's happening now is Green Bay, I don't want to say it's muddy in the waters of the decision they have to make, because they, I mean, they're 6-6 now. They got a shot at the playoffs. But Green Bay, I think a lot of people felt like they'd be looking at quarterback after this year, but I think they'd rather not have to. The only problem is, how much are you going to pay a guy like Jordan? Jordan Love does nothing for you in 3 years. I mean, he wasn't asked to. And after 1 year, you're going to have to make a decision.
Well, they signed him to an extension in the offseason.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, okay. So he's locked in for at least.
So it's probably a good one for the. It's probably a team.
Yeah, he hadn't proven much, so there's not a lot of money, but so he's good after next season for them. Or at least
they bought him out of the fifth-year option.
Yeah, so they paid him for 2024, and then they have to make a decision after that.
He's playing up to it. You know, the thought was they would have to eat some money, get a quarterback, probably eat some money, lose him, and now they're getting wow. Now they're in a position they go, do we draft a quarterback? Do we draft a quarterback even later?
Yeah, I don't know that I would.
I don't.
I mean, well, I can tell you this year may really put more emphasis on backup quarterbacks for teams. They may have an increased, because look at the Colts. The Colts are alive in the playoff hunt, legitimately alive, because they went and got Gardner Minshew. Now, you had a rookie quarterback, so that made sense to have a better backup. But you don't think Davis Mills would be? I think Davis Mills would be a better option than C.J. Beathard, for example.
Davis Mills came in here and won a football game this week.
I mean, he took a snap, but that's kind of like how people. I mean, it's he took a snap, but some people are giving Deshaun Watson credit
did he play
for
quarterback?
A win this year when he was
right
1 for 5 for 5 yards,
right,
and an interception, and they say that was a win.
Yeah, he started the game. And now, Davis didn't start, but he quarterbacked in the game that they won, so he gets a quarterback win.
Have you ever seen pitchers come in late, throw one pitch, and get a win?
Yes.
I have.
By your logic, that means Tyler Boyd gets a quarterback win, too.
Yeah. But even though he threw that pick six.
Man.
It wasn't
team.
A pick six. They did tackle him inside the 10 to set up a first and goal.
Oh.
What a couple plays for the Bengals. I think it was the first play of that drive. But the previous play, they had a short pick that was dropped. It landed in the receiver's hands for a touchdown. It should have been 21-14 out on their own 20. And then on the next, I think, offensive play, they run that throwback and set up the Jacksonville
Good series.
Jaguars.
Good series. Yeah.
Good series of plays.
Way to go, Zach.
Two plays.
No, I mean, they outplayed outplayed Jacksonville.
All right, let's get to James Palmer.
So, do you have that ready, Dell? I sent it to you.
Yes, I went through my emails and found it.
Okay. So, here is James Palmer, formerly here in Houston. He worked here at Houston Sportsnet or whatever it's called, AT&T Sportsnet.
Whatever it was.
And James Palmer used to follow the Texans. So, he still has good rapport with the Texans. So, he's kind of the guy at NFL Network who covers the Texans. And James Palmer was talking to Steve Weiss on the Insiders program on NFL Plus. You can subscribe and get all the great action at NFL Plus for one low monthly payment.
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
What? No, I'm just
Did you
what?
Just grab
what
his sound hell? To set
That's
up a
true.
Plug?
If you want to watch
That's
this.
That's what this is about?
If you want to watch this.
Hey,
oh my
you're an ESPN 97.5 employee right now.
Listen, they're still going to cut all your editors. They're still going to have a lot fewer employees.
What editor's not, now on a okay. – Well, I've got an editor now. My only editor is on – paternity leave. His baby's supposed to be born today, and I'm like, well, nothing's getting done for me for 6 weeks.
Paternity leave.
That's right, Dell. The NFL cares. Oh yeah, would you get a paternity leave
dude,
here?
No.
Guess what?
Six
the NFL,
weeks.
We care.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Guys get now.
Well, yep.
In the corporate world. All right, and it doesn't get more corporate than the
NFL. I've never had the motivation to get someone pregnant, but if I'm going to get 6 weeks off.
Now all of a sudden I'm thinking about
that. You can't get people pregnant for 6 weeks off.
What a short
child support. The child support is not going to make it worth it. Run your pros and cons.
What a short-term decision. 6 weeks off, and then the next 18 years, I'm in hell.
Wow, yeah. With this information, those interns out there better watch it with Dell.
Oh, what is he doing to me?
He's such a terrible. That's not appropriate.
First of all,
which you said if Chris Fisher's listening, that is not appropriate.
I would like to point out there's been no inappropriate contact between me and an intern ever, ever, ever.
John's just trying to get you to so you get 6 weeks off.
Okay, 6 weeks off.
By the way, that's not our policy here.
trying to get you.
Let the record reflect.
We don't
if
have
you have
any
a baby
interns.
Here, you need to get back on the
interns.
Show.
The intern on
it's
Tuesday.
It's going to be hard to get one of them pregnant, though.
Well, yeah. Well, it'll be doubly hard because his name was Trent.
Yes. Makes it that
is
much.
Is Trent not
oh,
here anymore?
Oh, so wait a minute. Are you saying men can't have babies now?
I don't believe Trent is in that field.
Okay.
I'm sure. I don't think he's looking to have one.
That's what you're saying? Because now, okay, because at universities now they're teaching different.
This ain't a university. This is a place where you can still be
this
employed.
This is a higher learning place.
I don't know why you're going woke, because if you're still employed here, clearly we have different standards.
Why don't you play James Palmer?
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Okay.
He's talking about getting Steve Weiss
pregnant,
apparently.
Stop trying to get everybody fired, John.
Hey, those interns better watch it out there, is what he said.
My God.
What is the matter with him? Well, we know what it is. Here's James Palmer talking to Steve Weiss.
You know, getting a chance in the locker room to really see everything about C.J. Stroud, talk to the guys in that room, talking to Laramie Tunsil, who's been on this show with us, and I said, man, your season's been out of this world so far. Another win. He's like, it's all because of this guy right here. Stroud's locker's right next to Tunsil's. He goes, it's all because of seven. And when I had a long conversation with Case Keenum, who was dressed like Rip from Yellowstone before he was heading out of the locker room, he just said, he may be, Steve, he said, Stroud may be the best pure passer he has ever been around. He said it is remarkable that he sees everything. The first two drives happened. He said he came off the field telling us the coverages that Denver was in before we had our meetings on the sideline. But the part that stands out the most, and it's not that he didn't have Dalton Schultz at the tight end spot that he loves to go to. It's not that he lost Tank Dell, and then he finds Nico Collins in this game without both of those guys for 191 yards. It's the fact that he had a conversation with Nico Collins in the locker room that I was maybe the only person that saw it. The back end of the room, as they're both getting ready to leave, he looks at Nico Collins and says, hey, it's your room now. Talking about that wide receiver room now that Tank Dell's down. He goes, it's your room now. Take it over. Be a leader. I know you can play on the field. Now I need you off the field and in the room. If that doesn't show you what C.J. Stroud brings to the quarterback position, not just between the white lines, but everything he brings to the position that teams die for, that's an instance where you saw the leadership.
So what? Two things there. One of them is, it was Tank's room before. It was the rookie's room.
That was surprising to me. But it falls in line. If you really pay attention to some of the things that are said by C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans, because I like to pay attention to what they're saying, because they'll tell you, you know, you'll get a lot more than sometimes you think you're getting. And there has been a comment before that Tank is a guy who really has taken on a much bigger role. I did not expect to hear that, though. That was one that kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I mean, I knew Tank was in the mix a little bit more than most rookies. I didn't realize that was Tank's room.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's meant like, I know that might offend some of the, like Robert Woods or whatever, some of the veterans. But I think the comment is basically that Tank is the one that's the energy guy in there.
Maybe.
And he's like, hey, Nico, I need you to do that. What a great, like, what a grown-up. Really, and I don't know, I feel condescending acting like a young quarterback can't be a leader, but it's just refreshing.
Yeah.
It's just refreshing to know that he's ours and that C.J. Stroud is a guy that we're cheering for that is doing grown-up leadership stuff already. That was one thing that I took from that, obviously. Now, Case, what about what Case Keenum said? Best pure passer.
Wow.
That's a lot. But you know what? He really is a good pure passer. He's got arms. He's got solid arm strength. He's accurate. He can make all the throws. We've seen him make those level throws where he gets it over the first level to the second level with some touch. He can throw the deep ball. That's pretty.
So
it's pretty strong comment.
So he was with Josh Allen last, right?
Yeah. At least he was on the Bills at some point.
Well, yeah, no, he was last year.
He was last year. He was on the Bills.
I just don't remember.
He was on the Browns the year before that.
Pure passer.
Josh. Has
a great arm.
Who was the Browns quarterback the last in 20 and 21?
Baker.
Huh?
Baker.
Okay. Yeah. Better for sure. 2019 Commanders. He was their guy. 2018 uh-huh. Broncos. Was Peyton?
No. Peyton's been gone for
probably
a while.
Probably would have been Drew Lock, maybe.
Maybe Drew Lock. Maybe it was. But he would have lost the job to Drew Lock. I'm not sure that he wouldn't have been in there.
Trevor Siemian might have played there a little bit, too.
2017 Vikings, he was the guy.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't initially the guy, was he?
He was.
Did he go to be the guy, or did he just kind of take over that spot?
He was here in 13 and 14 with Matt Schaub. Uh-huh. And CJ's a better passer than Matt Schaub.
Yeah. Matt was a pretty good passer.
He was
in terms
okay.
of,
he was
but,
okay.
But Josh Allen, that's the impressive one. But that he's been around. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I just know this. It
Who was the
out.
Rams quarterback when he was there? 15 and 16.
Oh, no one knows that.
No one could possibly.
When was Jared Goff drafted?
Oh, it was Jared Goff. He was drafted in 16.
So for a year.
For a year, he was with Jared Goff.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a better passer than Jared Goff.
I think Jared Goff is considered a pretty good passer. Yeah,
but,
I mean,
but
look,
CJ's better.
If you tell me Jared Goff, Josh Allen, just those two, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'll take it. And it checks out in the eyeball.
Well,
test.
And that 2016 Rams team actually scored a lot of points. That
now,
was,
I did
yeah, they
feel
made
like
the Super Bowl, didn't they?
He came
Pardon
off
me?
The.
Didn't they make the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they were in a Super Bowl. He only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But they scored a lot of points. Remember that game to Kansas City?
On Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night game that was 52 to 51, whatever it ended up was crazy. Whatever crazy score it ended up. Jared Goff actually was pretty good that year. But wow. CJ's different.
Case Keenan was a St. Louis Ram.
He played in both cities, L.A. and St. Louis.
Yeah, so he played when Goff was a rookie in 16.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, that's pretty high praise. Although the only one that you would think is close is Josh Allen.
Yeah,
Josh Allen
Bradford was the starter that year. He got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
After the first 2 years, Sam was expected to be the starter.
Well,
and he got hurt. Case Keenum took over and had a strong year. Was that the Teddy Bridgewater injury year?
With the Vikings?
Well, the two quarterbacks who played were Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Bradford, and then Case Keenum. Those were the
three. Yeah, Bridgewater got hurt, then they traded for Bradford.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
So, but the moral of the story here is that's pretty damn high praise. Now, Josh Allen, you wouldn't consider a pure passer. He's a playmaker.
He's uniquely gifted.
Yeah, he's more of a slinger, gunslinger, like Brett Favre.
By
he's
the way,
not
Dwayne
a pure
Haskins
passer.
Was... I think Dwayne Haskins was supposed to be the starter, and then Case ended up taking over for him when he was in Washington.
Yeah.
So regardless, but I don't want to get caught up too far in the minutiae, but now one of Case's best friends says, y'all are so disrespectful. Case was a starter at most of those places. Dude has 15,000 passing yards and almost 80 touchdowns in the NFL. This isn't about Case.
Okay. It's about what Case said.
Oh, I know who
CJ
that is.
Stroud.
I know who that best buddy is.
Yes. This
Slow
is about...
down. We didn't say anything about.
No one said anything
well, we,
bad
well, we were
about
trying
him.
To find who he was with so that comparing him to the other passers.
This is about CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
It's not about your buddy.
Stop making
Case.
It about yourself.
It's not about your best friend. It's about CJ Stroud being that guy.
Yeah.
And I think he is. Now, I did find it interesting that Case is like, man, he comes out the field and. He already knows the coverages.
Well, I would hope.
I hope he
would. I would hope he would.
But...
All right, we got a break. 7:33, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about the big basketball games coming up at Toyota Center on December 16th. It's the Halal Guys College Basketball Showcase. Four of the biggest collegiate brands in Southeast Texas battling it out on the hardwood. Texas is going to face off against LSU at 11 a.m. Texas and LSU, 11 a.m. on December 16th at Toyota Center. Oh, as if that's not enough. How about U of H taking on Texas A&M at 1:30? So you got two. I mean, and listen, basketball games, they're over in two and a half hours. That's it. That's it. And listen, you don't want to miss this one because it's all very, very good basketball teams. And these tickets make a great early holiday gift. But guess what? You better get them now because I don't want to say the whole lower bowl is sold. Not the whole lower bowl is sold at ToyotaCenter.com. Get those tickets now. Get one of the first five rows of the upstairs, and you, my friends, are going to enjoy a great day of college basketball. Tickets selling fast. Club seats gone. Lower bowl. You got to get there. ToyotaCenter.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, dude.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
in the Veritex Community Bank Studios. One is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Oh, you're staying 5 years? Oh, maybe Dana Holgorsen. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
I just asked which Dana would last the longest.
I don't know.
Because Dana Brown's got the hardest job. Like
the only general manager that Jim Crane holds on to is Jeff Luneau, and then he had to get rid of him.
Yeah, Click didn't get super long, but this is a harder job. Like, Dana Brown's not in cruise control anymore.
No, no.
Not really. I mean, it may appear as though he is, but he's really not.
So Dana Brown addressed the Alex Bregman situation. Now, in fairness, who was it? Dan Duquette was on a podcast. Was it Dan Duquette? Yeah, Dan Duquette was on a podcast, and he said the Astros are not out there shopping him, but it wouldn't surprise him if teams weren't calling them, the Astros, about Alex Bregman. Okay, and they might listen. But this whole Alex Bregman being traded this year, here's Dana Brown.
Yeah, as I said before, you know, Alex Bregman, I mean, he's had a great career here. We're not interested in trading him. I think Alex knows that and understand it based on our conversations. And so I'm not worried one bit about, you know, the articles and the rumors, and I'm not sure where it's coming from. But
John Granato.
At the end of the day, Alex is a pillar here. I mean, you can't replace that type of defense and that type of bat, you know, so we're not interested in that. We're trying to win here.
Can I point out something, not about Dana Brown, but about Lance? When
me
before Dana Brown debunked it, this was Bob Nightingale's story.
Well, right, but Dan Duquette was the one who had the podcast.
But he said it was Bob Nightingale, even though you reported about someone selling their home. Now that it's been debunked, he's going to put all the responsibility
now it's on
you.
Me.
Yes.
Now it's on
this
me.
This is the guy you work with.
That's no.
John wanted credit for the story, and then he's like, Dan Duquette said this.
I never said anything about the Astros taking calls. I didn't know if they're taking calls.
No, you
I
just
did
said
say
he
that
was,
Alex Bregman.
He's moving. It's different.
He bought a house in Arizona.
But you intimated they would trade him.
No, I did not do that.
Actually,
what I said was the Astros are not going to re-sign him.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
That is what you said.
That is what I said.
And Dana Brown, for him to go out there, but this is what happens when a story gets out. Then you're forced to make a definitive statement, and then it kind of backs you into a corner where if you were looking at moving him, you have a hard time now because you look like, you know, you're a liar. Now, Daryl Morey didn't care.
He doesn't care about that.
Daryl Morey just said, we're not trading Chris Paul. Where did that come from?
He went on Instagram and
Chris
did it, which
Paul
is so
traded.
Silly.
Yeah.
He didn't even have to do that.
Just no commented. But anyway, Dana Brown comes out, debunks that, and were they listening? Would they consider it? I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't. It's not something they do typically. I will say it's not the MO of the Astros to consider trading somebody and getting value for them before they leave. I think in this particular case, based on the way things are looking like they're trending with Altuve's age and Justin Verlander's age and Kyle Tucker's status, probably wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to just see what is offered out there for Alex Bregman, because it might help you, you know, reload a little quicker. But people have pointed out the Astros drafted a third baseman, so it's not something they haven't accounted for, obviously, with the way that they're going to do this. But you got backed into a corner now, so now you look like a liar. You can trade Alex Bregman.
Now you can't. I don't think you can. And you know what? He's probably not like, why are we so...
Well, they haven't done it before.
They're not doing it. They don't do it. They just let guys walk. And they're going to let Alex Bregman walk. That's just what they're going to do. They're not going to give him a 10-year deal. I don't know that anybody out there is going to give him a 10-year. If you want to know the truth.
I don't either.
And I don't believe he's a $300 million
player. I mean, if you analyze it, look, these aren't just a bunch of people who have been blindfolded, like that Bird Box or whatever movie that was on, you know, show that was on. They're like, is Alex Bregman still good? I hear, well, yeah, I mean, he's been good, but he's also had whole seasons where he wasn't very good. Or entire half seasons. I think in Major League Baseball teams will see that and they'll say, man, we like Alex Bregman, but like, what are we willing to risk from a how much of this contract are we willing to have be a bad contract? And with Alex Bregman, I think you can go 6 years and feel relatively comfortable with it. At eight, that's just, I couldn't get behind 8 years for Alex Bregman. There's been too much up and down stuff. He's a notoriously, historically bad starter. Don't think there's ever been a season where he wasn't.
And then he has runs as well where he, now he's a really good postseason player. He has been money.
Better get to the postseason.
When he gets on a hot streak during regular season.
I like Alex Bregman. I wish he was still going to be an Astro.
Yeah, and defensively, he's as good as it gets. Defensively, he's as good. I don't know in 8 years that he's still going to be as good as it gets. But Alex Bregman still has a lot of baseball left. I don't foresee him being an Astro, not with his demands. As soon as Manny Machado signed, as soon as he signed, it was like the first thing that came out of a lot of people's mouths is, now what happens with Alex Bregman when he comes up? Alex Bregman was immediately thought of when Manny Machado signed that deal. And you know what? If he thinks he's going to get that kind of money, you just got to say, okay. Do you want to commit that kind of money to him?
No.
Here's a headline.
Most of the deals are bad deals.
This is from Alec Brown on Climbing Tails Hill.
But don't you think that's
the latest ridiculous update on Alex Bregman's contract is inexcusable? It's the Astros are preparing to lose Alex Bregman. It's for no other reason than their owner refusing to open his wallet. I don't think that's the case. And Alex Bregman is probably going to walk. Blame Jim Crane. Jim Crane.
Well, it is Jim Crane's decision. It is.
Well, obviously. But, you know, they're right up against the luxury tax now. Only one time in Jim Crane's tenure has he gone over the luxury tax. They're up against it right now. As a matter of fact, let's hear Dana talking about relievers. You got the reliever bite? Right now, they are up against it just to sign. Do you see what some of these relievers are going for? I mean, it's the money out there. And actually, the Astros added to it last year with their reliever deal that was just ridiculous for Montero. Here's Dana Brown talking about the reliever market right now.
Relief market is, I think it's pretty good. I think it's expensive, but I think it's pretty good. And so I think it's a matter of, you know, finding something that makes sense. You know, and so we're looking at all those options. There's some good arms out there. But it looks good. The market's good.
The market is good, but here's what's going on. Emilio Pagan signed a one-year, $8 million deal with an $8 million player option for 2025 with Cincinnati. Joe Jimenez, 3 years, $26 million. Ronaldo Lopez, 3 years, $30 million with Atlanta. This is...
All of these are lower than your boy Montero.
Montero, which is...
This just shows you...
What a mistake that was.
I mean, holy crap.
Yeah. But here's the deal is, you're signing all of those guys. He went on to say, you know, you can make some trades. There's a possibility you make some trades. And there's also, you got Hunter Brown that could well go to the bullpen. You have Ronel Blanco,
Seth Martinez.
But
he didn't say that, though.
No. But you're going to have too many starters.
Me, that's one of those, like, you know, you have a guy at corner until he fails, and you move him to safety. You have a guy at tackle until he fails, and you move him to guard. I think that's the same thing with Hunter Brown. I don't think you move, you know, your Dennis Eckersley is a starter until he's not anymore, and then he moves to bullpen. Octavio Dotel was a starter until he's not. They move him to bullpen. To me, Hunter Brown's going to get a longer leash as a starter.
Well, yeah, he's going to start out that way. But let's not forget, you've got Garcia and Lance coming back this year at some point. And then there's one other option that was mentioned. Forrest Whitley.
That wasn't mentioned.
Yesterday. We think he has a chance with his power to pitch somewhere between the fifth and seventh inning.
Who said this?
Dana Brown.
Has he ever seen him pitch?
Yes. You didn't see the video of him throwing in the cage? Okay.
I've got a filter that eliminates apparently Forrest Whitley's name out of Twitter.
And how about this? Forrest Whitley has been around so long.
7 years now?
And he would have been a Rule 5 guy a couple of years ago. but he has so little time that he
service
hasn't
time.
Been injured.
Yeah.
That he's
or
still
suspended.
They still have another year at
injured
least.
Injured and suspended.
Yes. Right. Exactly. That's how long Forrest Whitley has been around. And Forrest Whitley can't even get to Rule 5.
I can't even believe that Dana Brown said his name out loud.
He did. Out loud. We got a break for 847 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about your dipping habit. My buddy dips. I got a couple of them that dip, and it's just like, dude, stop doing that. It's gross. Not only is it gross, and it's all over your shirt, and it's all yeah. I had to tell him the other day, oh, get that off your chin. You got stuff on your. You got it's gross. Anyway, and I don't know how women, you know, they just oh yeah. Well, can you put? Have you ever heard a woman say, hey, can you put a dip in? That'd be great. No. No. You know what? Never, ever, ever was said that. Dipping's gross, and you need to stop it, and it's dangerous. And I got the way that you stop. Okay, you can wean yourself with the same tobacco taste or dark fire taste or citrus taste or whatever it is that you, whatever flavor you enjoy. They've got all the different flavors at Artisan Grange. Canstead and Dew Blend are awesome, but it's not dangerous. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. So much CBD, y'all, the CBD American Shaman says we want to carry it, and they do carry it in select stores. So you're looking for the best way to dip safely. It's safer. There's no tobacco, no nicotine, no danger. All at 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
I will not be murdered wearing a blue and white plastic cone on my head. It's positively undignified.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
We're in December, which means it's the season of giving. And Air Team Heating and Cooling, along with ESPN 975, have teamed up for a holiday drive benefiting the Pelchin Children's Center. Now through Friday, drop off donations at Air Team to support our Houston youth in foster care. The station will be broadcasting live all day on Friday, so stop by to say hello with your donation. Most needed items and donation info will be at airteamltd.com. It's a holiday drive benefiting the Pelchin Children's Center, brought to you by Air Team, your H-Town heating and cooling team. And if you missed it, the entire station will be out at Air Team Heating and Cooling on Friday, broadcasting live. Bring out your donations. Help out the kids in foster care. You're laughing at that?
I'm laughing at this. The NFL playoff committee will now have to vote out the Jaguars from playoff contention.
Can we stop making the joke?
Despite their record, because Trevor Lawrence is
everybody injured. Made the joke. We get it.
It's funny. It's because it's true.
None of you are that original, because 80 of you thought the same thing.
It's
and
funny
to tweet it.
Because it's true.
No, it isn't. The NFL has never called itself an invitation. It's never been a thing where a group of people get together. We get it.
You just are
it's
trying
stupid.
To defend yourself from that Florida State guy that crushed you yesterday.
He didn't crush me.
He destroyed you.
Did he? Because he feels the pain of his team not making it, and I think that's wonderful. Guys, we get it. It's stupid the way the college football has done things. They've done this stupidly for years now. It ain't new. It just so happened that Florida State, a Power 5 team, caught it. But guys, we get it. Everyone thought the same thing, and y'all ran a Twitter or X to post it. Enough.
I just got a tweet from Jason. He and Garrett are going to be out there at our golf tournament. That's next Wednesday. We want you all to come on out. It's the occasional invitational. We've got spots available. Benefits kids' meals. This year's tournament taking place Wednesday, December 13th at 10:30 at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer is going to receive beverages from St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch from Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue, dinner from Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Listen, just the food and drink is worth the price of admission. And you're going to get the 18 holes of golf. It's going to be beautiful out next Wednesday. Perfect day. Register now, ESPN975.com, under the promotions tab. Let's go. Let's get out there. Let's raise money, and let's have some fun. I'll be driving around, hitting shots with everybody, doing shots with everybody. Not doing shots, per se. Maybe shots of Coors Lights. I don't know. You don't know. You do know. I do know. Yes, I'll be doing shots of Coors Lights. So I played golf yesterday in the Dick Harmon tournament, okay, with Ricky Harmon and his son, Richard. And his son is 10 years old, and he's a big Gilbert fan. Big Gilbert
What's
fan.
What's his favorite thing about Gilbert?
Anyway.
Well, mine is this.
Well, I'm dirty, filthy.
I asked him if he heard that one, and he said no. I said good. Anyway, yeah. So he's like, you know, have you ever met Gilbert? It's like Gilbert's a star.
He is a star.
He is a star. Have you ever met Gilbert? What's Gilbert like?
Well, it's hard to explain.
There is that, but he's the big relentless. I know that. So at some point, we're going to find out about where Jennifer Reyna is going to be. Janet, no, who are the other ones that he wants there?
Rashi.
Rashi, yep.
And Owen Confuente for some
reason. Yeah, for some reason.
For some reason.
Owen got it now. But he was a big, just in fairness to Gilbert, he was a big Dave Ward fan. He was a big Bob Allen.
Yeah, he's an equal opportunity.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? I'm just going to say fan.
Fan. Stalker.
Well, see, that's I didn't want to go there.
That's different. Let's get Gilbert in here, okay, on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good. I met a 10-year-old yesterday that's a big fan of yours, Gilbert. He likes your phone calls.
Big deal. Oh, he does?
Well, he didn't say big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you doing today?
Well, I'm going to watch the fights anyway, you know.
The fights? What fights?
The Chinese boxing fight from China anyway.
Wait a minute. Okay. So there's a Chinese boxing match going on somewhere. Where is it? Kashada?
Yeah, in Taiwan.
Oh, in Taiwan. You get the Chinese channel at home?
Yeah, it sounds like, you know.
Who's your favorite fighter?
Joe Hong.
Okay, we got to look up Joe.
Is Lance there? Lance there?
No, he's somewhere.
He's on the phone right now with, I don't know who he's with. Joe Hong.
I don't. American boxer. Fashion designer? Reporter? I mean, haven't seen Boxer.
Well, he's not. This is from China. You don't know. You don't have any. I mean, it's not even on the internet. It's Chinese. Maybe it's. Maybe he's been.
They have the internet.
From a special pack from China, from Taiwan anyway. You know?
It's from Beijing,
Taiwan.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, you're going. Yeah. Oh, so you're going to be. Well, yeah. I guess the time now. They're going to start their boxing matches now.
On a Wednesday. Is it Wednesday in China?
Today's Tuesday. Tuesday. Is it Wednesday? No one knows. No one can tell.
People do know.
No one knows.
I can look it up.
So We didn't know you were a big Chinese boxing fan, Gilbert.
No, just a little bit, not much anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's 9:56 in China right now.
9:56.
Yeah. Talk about that quarterback got injured last night anyway. I feel bad for him anyway.
Trevor Lawrence?
You feel bad for Trevor Lawrence, but it's good for the Texans because if he doesn't play, then the Texans can catch him in the standings, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was on the Super Bowl probably.
Don't
forget about that anyway.
Yeah, the Texans are going to the Super Bowl. You said it first. Anyway.
Yeah, I said it first anyway.
So why did you
CJ Yates going to get injured.
That's not an actual person, so you're probably right.
TJ Yates?
CJ
Yates.
Yeah.
CJ Yates.
He
does move around.
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud.
Anyway.
Lance is busy right now.
Why did you want to talk to Lance today?
Here comes
Lance right now. He wanted to talk to you too.
NFL Network.
Hey, what's
stuff?
Up, Gilbert?
What's up, Lance?
I was talking to Coach Sumlin. We were just talking about one of his left tackle.
Does Coach know you have a job?
He did. And
we should give out his number again.
I did that.
I said again. That's why.
I forgot about that. So what's going on now? I heard Beijing Gilbert, when I was walking by.
Well, Gilbert's about to watch the Joe Hong box in China.
We don't know if that guy exists, though.
Right. We don't. Yeah. No, he exists.
I couldn't find a Joe Hong boxer.
Well, it's in China.
They have the internet.
You're not going to be Googled? You're not going to be able to Google them in China?
What?
I don't know if you heard. It's a communist country.
What?
They still have the internet.
Hold on. Gilbert, what are you doing?
Well, he's going to watch boxing, but he wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, but what do you think about the Texans going through? But what do you have already?
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I think their chances improved with all the injuries that. I don't love it though. Without actually, no, Gilbert, I don't like it without Tank Dell.
What?
Yeah, I don't love the chances of going to a Super Bowl. Wow. I think they were hurt by losing Tank Dell.
Wait, did CJ going to get hurt in this playoff, probably?
No. Well, CJ's not going to get hurt in the playoff.
Well, to be fair, he says CJ Yates, so that person doesn't exist. So
it's TJ's brother.
Yeah, who doesn't play in the NFL.
Oh, I thought he said CJ.
He said CJ. He said CJ. CJ Yates.
Yeah. Oh. No. I don't think CJ Stroud gets hurt in the playoffs. Are you telling me he's going to?
No, he said he's not going to get hurt.
Okay. No, I Gilbert, I do think they have I think their chances are improving for going to the playoffs.
Right.
Look how consistent they've been. They haven't played a bad game in a while. Well, you know what? I would say the Panthers game wasn't exactly a great game.
No.
You lost. You're the only win for the Panthers. I can't really call that a consistent game.
Here's a good one. New game to sweep in the nation. Female golfer, male boxer, or food? Zhou Hong.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Zhou Hong is his name, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got a name anyway. Anyway, I think it was Hong anyway. I don't know yet.
I thought he was one
of your...
Well, he was CJ Yates, so we're not sure.
Yes.
We're not sure. It's 8 o'clock. We got to break it there, Gilbert. That was for Richard. Richard is a big fan.
Hey, one more thing before I go.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Get Jennifer Ray to the party over at Nick's anyway.
He's always one more thing.
Yes.
He's 100 for 100.
Hey, you got to check in.
Always one more thing.
You got to check in. Make sure we get Jennifer Ray.
Make sure. Okay, we're working on Lance is working on it.
Yeah, you get Rushy Huff.
Yeah, we know.
Rushy and Owen Confluente, too.
He
does care.
Yeah.
Not as much.
So, anyway, Gilbert, we appreciate it. That was for Richard Harmon, who's Ricky's son, who read. He's a big fan of Gilbert's.
Oh, Ricky.
Ricky's son.
So, Ricky's younger son.
He's 10 years old, and he's a big fan of Gilbert's.
Okay.
So, we took that call for Richard this morning.
Okay.
That was dedicated. That was a dedicated response. I know. We got Longhorn Scott.
No.
What?
He's SEC Scott now.
Oh, he's SEC Scott.
Longhorn fans were chanting SEC.
That's right.
At the end of this is, to me, you were talking about the Halal basketball game that's going on.
Like, pathetic.
This is the SEC Invitational. You got Texas. You got A&M. You got LSU. Only Houston's in there to bust it up.
Yeah, unless Houston's going to the SEC, too. If we start chanting SEC, we might go.
Maybe.
If we're lucky enough. What I'm chanting right now is Chastain, 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 Chastain. Because Chastain Ford is where you get your Ford on. Chastain Ford is where you get your Ford on. And I'm telling you, if you are looking for that Ford car or truck, you're looking for that pickup, you're looking for anything, any Ford car or truck, the place to go for me. It starts with ownership. It starts at the top. Every business, okay, reflects their ownership. It trickles down. It's a pyramid, okay? This is how it starts, and it trickles down throughout the entire company. And if you're shady, guess what? It's shady down the line as well. But if you do business with integrity, if you do business with standards, if you do business with service in mind, with the customer in mind, with doing the best possible job, with a family in mind, because you're joining the Chastain family, I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get any markups. You're not going to get any add-ons. You're not going to get pressured into getting things that you don't want. You're going to get the best car buying experience at Chastain Ford. I did. I love my experience. I bought a couple of vehicles from them, and I'll always go back. And I recommend them to everyone. You're looking for that Ford car, truck, or pre-owned vehicle. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.